All right, it's time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I've never written into a radio show before.
Hi there.
So I feel kind of weird doing this, but you two sound like pretty chill people, so here goes, LOL.
Listen, we're not chill.
No, we're not.
We're actually the opposite of chill.
He's new here, though. It's fine.
We are the opposite of chill.
So this situation's turned into way more of a thing than I ever thought it would.
Okay.
I have a female coworker who sometimes brings me leftovers from her house.
Okay.
She's got a boyfriend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But she just likes to cook, makes a lot of food, knows I'm not picky, will eat just about anything, and honestly, I appreciate it. Because it saves me from eating gas station food or frozen pizza all the time.
Okay.
Well, my new girlfriend found out and she was not happy.
Okay.
She told me that she loves cooking for me and that I shouldn't be eating another woman's food because cooking is intimate.
Oh.
She even said it's almost as bad as cheating.
Oh.
Well, dang, I didn't see that coming. To me, it's just leftovers that would have gone in the trash anyway. Am I totally missing something here? Is it actually crossing a line? Thanks, guys. Call me Terry.
I mean, the phrase, way to a man's heart is through his stomach, is a phrase for a reason.
Maybe.
So maybe your girlfriend really understands that, or maybe she's... That's very random. Like I was going to say,
very random.
I was going to say maybe she's been burned by someone who's fed her her ex-boyfriend something and he strayed. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like that's the case here. With Terry's just like, hey, cool, good food and it's free.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Like he's not reading into it. He didn't say my attractive coworker.
No, he didn't. He didn't say that he has an attraction to this coworker. He
no.
thinks maybe even she has a girlfriend.
A
now,
boyfriend.
Now, or a boyfriend. But yeah, I mean, you know, I guess if we look under the layers of things, maybe, okay, if this coworker of his is, you know, he's attracted to this coworker of his.
Then there might be something to it.
Then there might be something to it where, you know, she knows, oh, you know what? He likes my cooking. I'm just going to, you know, keep feeding him. He's going to enjoy it. Hey, I had some leftover lasagna. Do you want to try my lasagna?
Doesn't sound like she's saying it like that.
Maybe she is, Kelly.
Okay.
Then if that's the case, okay, I
I'm
see.
Feeling like Terry would have picked up on that, though.
But maybe
like
he's
felt
dense.
Like she was flirting. Well, even if he is dense, then even better for Terry's girlfriend. Like, he's not going to pick up any signals. She has nothing to worry about.
Until it's too late.
It's good. It's good.
Where it's pretty fine. Soon the coworker's like, you know what? I have leftovers, but I left them in my car. Do you want to come out to my car and get them with
me? Okay, then that's more of a dicier situation, but I don't think Terry is going to get the leftovers from the car.
And then Terry goes, yeah, I love your leftovers. Let's go to your car.
And what are you doing? Why are you still playing this out?
I don't know. I'm trying in my brain to figure out why this is such a big deal.
No, I think she's being paranoid with this. It doesn't sound like I'm not picking up from Terry that there is anything about this coworker other than she brings him food and he thinks that's cool. Because saving him money, tasty. Like that's his mindset. And you have to, as his girlfriend, you have to look at that.
I love food.
Right.
All right.
He's
thanks,
like,
Terry.
Oh, me eat food.
I like food.
She bring food.
She
me
bring
eat
food,
food.
I eat food. Why is he now a caveman?
I don't know. That's kind of. That's why Terry's confused by it because there's nowhere in his mind on any planet is anything going on with the coworker that's bringing him the food. He's just like, she's nice. She had extra food. She brought it for me. Yay.
Yeah. It sounds like it's more than once though. But anyways.
Right. Well, yes. And he's just like, cool. Bring it on. Cause that means I don't have to go buy anything.
The coworker's like,
tastes worse than this.
Finally, someone likes my food.
Stop it. Stop.
You got a little something on your chin. Can I wipe it off?
You know what? Maybe this coworker is thinking about opening a restaurant at some point and she wants to get other opinions on her cooking. It could be that.
I love how we're just speculating about everything.
We're making up lots of backstories, I understand.
All right, 502-795-1997. Don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this, or you've stolen a man because of your food.
Ooh.
Have you done that?
Hmm. Maybe just for context so that Terry can understand where his girlfriend's coming from.
Yeah, exactly. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. Can you lure a person by cooking for them into your love trap?
Love trap?
It's 99.7 DJX.
That's what Terry's girlfriend thinks is going on.
Yeah, Terry's like, hey, I got a coworker who is a female. I think she's dating someone. But anyways, she gives me leftovers. And my girlfriend found out, and she's not happy.
Right. He's like, is this a thing? I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, Jen says, in my family, cooking for someone or feeding them is how you show love.
Oh.
So maybe she comes from a family like that, you know, where, you know, now all of a sudden the coworker's like, hey, how did you like my pudding?
Pudding?
I put vanilla wafers on top just how you like it.
Oh, wow.
Then it could be something.
Another text. Yes. If he is the only one she's feeding, if she brings in food for others as well, totally fine. But if the coworker is only bringing him food, she might be wooing him.
Hey, Nadia.
So I do have a boyfriend, and I actually cook for a lot of people. Like, I have neighbors come over. I worked at Bellagio Nail Bar for a little bit, and I would bring some of the workers some food.
Oh, I bet that was so good.
I love cooking for people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. So there's nothing for her to worry about.
Oh, no. And if someone cooks for my man, you better cook something right, because that man gobbles down.
He gobbles down more than the leftovers, if you know what I mean.
Okay, stop. See, you're not helping with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Nadia, thank you for maybe giving Terry a little bit of reprieve here.
Yes, perspective.
Oh, I don't take it personally. I don't think he should be worried, unless if there's something more in his mind going on than what he's actually thinking.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing in Terry's mind that's going on behind. Besides, he's just getting free food and it's great.
Yeah, he's clearly caveman-like.
We need to be talking to Terry's girlfriend, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Nadia, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
Of course, my man.
Andrew, Love Doctor. What? All right, what's going on here?
I feel like we need to get Terry's girlfriend on the horn, don't we?
Yeah, you guys are both absolutely correct. It's about the dialogue between Terry and this coworker. I don't get any indication that he's interested or she's doing it to flirt. You have to know what that dialogue looks like when she's offering food to him. You guys are 100% right. His girlfriend doesn't really have anything to be concerned about. Now, dialogue changes or something, that's a different story, but you guys are 100% right. And for the record, I've never seen two people go down so many rabbit holes in such a short period of time than you guys.
Like I said, Terry doesn't know that we're the opposite of chill.
That's an accurate statement, Ben.
Yeah, we dig. We're archaeologists for drama. We just keep digging and digging.
That's right. All right. Well, Andrew, the Love Doctor, thank you as always for your insight.
Keep on loving, guys.
Kara says, love you guys. Tried to take a drink of my coffee while Ben was talking. I laughed so hard, coffee came out my nose. Sorry about that, Kara.
That's our bad. That's our bad. Now, Brent says food is a love language. He's kind of stoking those flames a little bit. Kelly from Crescent Hill, I mean, I can microwave all day.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she's like, give some to me.
Listen, no one would ever, if Kelly was ever your coworker or you ever worked here, you would never have to worry about that happening.
Why do you need to say it like that?
Like, well, she doesn't cook at all. She's the worst in the kitchen.
Well, first of all, I've worked with you for a long, long time, and you've never brought any leftovers in. The only leftovers you've ever brought in are Halloween candy.
That is true.
Yes.
But that's still leftovers?
No, it's not.
Halloween candy.
That doesn't count.
Listen, we only make enough food to feed the four people. I have a 16-year-old boy. Okay? There's never going to be leftovers.
Hang on. Amber just rolls in with a little caution.
Okay.
My ex had a woman that cooked Puerto Rican food for him.
Oh.
Found out later he was cheating on me with her. Now they are engaged.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Oh! Oh! And, oh, he always described her as being an older woman, so I never thought for a second.
Oh.
But then I always thought that there was a small red flag that went off my head.
Started with the Puerto Rican food.
Oh! But listen, it sounds like Terry's immune to those signals if she's tossing them out. So that's what we need to focus
on. At least
yet. Terry is not picking up on that.
So wait, what are we even saying? We're just spiraling conspiracy theories.
I think that, again, he eases his girlfriend's mind. Now, this may be a sticking point. She might be putting her foot down like, nope, don't eat that.
Don't accept any of her, this wench's food.
That, don't you eat that woman's food anymore.
Yeah.
So then, but how, can't you just like eat it at work?
Well,
maybe,
don't
bring it home.
That's probably what he does, but like she.
But he told her about it?
Yeah, but like, you know,
so
she's
we
like.
Just keep eating the leftovers and don't tell?
Hey, are you hungry? And he's like, no. Ashley brought in some leftovers. They were real good.
Okay.
And she's like, who's
stop
Ashley?
Stop telling her about Ashley's leftovers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, if you dive into the Facebook comments, Terry, it's just everybody's saying your girl's overreacting, basically.
A little cray cray. Okay. So validation for Terry. Now, I don't know if that's going to fix Terry's problem, if his girlfriend's still going to have a problem with it.
There is some perspective here, and we'll end it with this. Someone said, bottom line, if he respects his girlfriend, he'll stop accepting the food from the coworker because it bothers her.
Okay.
It bothers
and
his girlfriend.
And then if the coworker is, you know, a good person, she'll be like, oh, okay, no worries. I didn't mean to cause problems.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, fine. I'll find someone else who enjoys my food.
To eat my food.
Then if she says that, then you know there was something else.
Oh, yeah, well, she gets offended.
Yeah, if she gets offended that you no longer want her leftovers.
And starts treating him
differently. She's like, fine, I'm going to give them to Jack.
Then maybe his girlfriend's spidey senses were onto something.
Maybe he'll appreciate my food.
So. Okay.
All right.
Well, good things to think about. Tara, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the group therapy club.
Yes, exactly. Hopefully that helped. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.